is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Southern California residents are dealing with another possible disaster after those wildfires. Rain is in the area, with officials warning of flood risks and possible mudslides this weekend. CBS News Los Angeles' Lauren Posen has that.
People in Altadena are still reeling from the aftermath of the devastating Eaton fire. Now they're bracing for more trouble as rain moves in, bringing the threat of flooding and even more damage.
Yeah, it took three like really large tarps, 30 by 50 and two 20 by 30, I believe, and covered the burned down part of the house and the garage with 25 of the sandbags.
Rain could trigger debris flow, carrying toxic ash and other materials into neighborhoods.
The Trump administration has purged at least a dozen federal inspectors general, an unprecedented move that will likely result in legal challenges.
President Trump has fired at least 15 independent watchdogs at federal agencies. The inspectors general at the Pentagon, Education Department, and EPA were among those told that they no longer have a job, sources tell CBS News. Inspectors general are responsible for ferreting out waste, fraud, and abuse. And federal law says the president needs to give Congress 30 days before the president removes one of them. The White House hasn't said why these watchdogs in particular were fired. Katherine Watson, CBS News, Las Vegas.
At the U.S. Capitol.
The yeas are 59. The nays are 34. The nomination is confirmed.
The Senate confirmed and swore in Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary. That came while Pete Hegseth was also sworn in as Secretary of Defense after Vice President Vance had to cast a tie-breaking vote to get him confirmed. The ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas continues. Hamas released four female Israeli hostages, soldiers that is, that were held hostage in Gaza, while Israel released 200 imprisoned Palestinians. In Tel Aviv is our Remy Innocencio.
Four Israeli hostages reunited with their families after 15 months held hostage by Hamas. 19-year-old Liri Albag, the youngest of the freed women soldiers, and 20-year-olds Karina Ariev, Daniela Gilboa, and Nama Levy. Hamas-led militants threw Levy into a jeep on October 7, 2023. Hamas freed the four to the Red Cross in Gaza City's biggest square.
Tawana Looney passed a major milestone to become the longest-living recipient of a pig organ transplant. 61 days so far. She got a pig's kidney. She's the fifth American given a gene-edited pig organ. Doctors in New York hope the 53-year-old can return home to Alabama in about a month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Just after 8 o'clock here in Madison, welcome everybody to Mag Sync Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Mag Sync Radio is sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can also see the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Ooh, we got a big hour of stuff coming up. We'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Right now, a double dip of a brand new band that I just discovered. They are called Psycho Swank. This song is called Back Up, Baby Jesus. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I went to kiss the baby Jesus Christmas Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Saw my salvation in one go. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, but I missed it by a mile. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. He's got to shut down a side aisle. And it was not the same to me. Been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same. Salvation in one go. But I got the backup baby Jesus, held by the backup priest. I got the backup baby Jesus.
my chance at release. And it was not the same again. Been waiting from the altar all the while. It was not the same. Now if you kiss the baby Jesus, and it's true remorse you show, angels on high surely please us, but if it's a phony they will know. And it was not the same little dude, been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same little dude, just didn't have the same style. Cause I gotta shoot down a side eye. 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 Stretches ever long. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I ain't dead yet, but I'm dealing with a little rust. But you know I believe I was Superman. You should have seen my motor go. I understood flow. I didn't know.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Some brand new funk and roll for you. That's Cycle Swank out of Madison, Wisconsin. That's their song called Superman. Back Up Baby Jesus before that. Now, that album, you can find it on Bandcamp. I believe it's their first one. And it came out back in November. I just found it, though. And I was blown away after listening to the whole thing. It features Graham Cody. He's the main singer-songwriter on the whole album. Some of the songs features Dave Adler on keyboards, also Tony Castaneda playing some congos on the album. And you can see them perform live Wednesday, February 19th at the Red Rooster. Cycle Swank. I love it. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Coming up on the big show still. Terry Barr and Paul Flipowitz have a great conversation coming up in about 20 minutes. Paul Flipowitz is one of those guys you just want to sit down and have a beer with, talk about some blues. He's a Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, and he's a heck of a nice guy, too. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Next hour, Or Does It Explode? They got a brand new album out. They're going to be in studio for an interview. We'll have a chat with them and play some of their new music. And of course, Rob Roberts after 10 o'clock with After Hours. Just around the corner, we got some After August coming up. They have a show coming up that I'll have all the details for. Also music from The Rascal Theory, Dogtown Hollow. Right now it's The Periodicals. They got a show coming up Thursday, February 13th at the High Noon Saloon. It's called Galentine's Day 2 for guys, gals, and pals. It's featuring The Periodicals, Radish, Muscle Memory, and DJ Sarah Akua. Here are The Periodicals, I Can't Stop on Max Inc. Radio.
Page 22 from my gazetteer. About all he had to get out of here. Thumb in the air, he was headed my way. Like February winds on a main highway. Steel blue eyes just like the sky. Up and over Knox Ridge, we did ride. An army jacket with a Batman patch. I was a ride that he did catch. Oh, he's hitching the town. World spinning round. Still coming down.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Love Dogtown Hollow from Madison, Wisconsin. That was Gohegan Bound off their latest album. I'm Jimmy Kay, original local music from Wisconsin. After August, they have a show coming up Sunday, February 16th at the Red Rooster here in Madison, playing with Golden Joining. Here is After August and their song River of Pines. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
In your breath, why you're down so low? Bright sunny day, too precious for frowns. Gotta let it all go. Boy, with nothing, got nothing to lose. Send your dreams up high. Grab your wings and kick off your shoes. Fly to where I lie. look me straight in the eye, iris eyed indeed. Just goes to show you never can know what things will be.
Y'all. cause she only wanted company. Or if you run out, she won't cut a flower. Never been a cup of tea, never been a cup of tea, no.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Rascal Theory and Cup of Tea. And after August before that with River of Pines. Good evening, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday evening. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, or does it explode? Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company in Madison's East Side. They're making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room to try exclusive creations from their brewers, and plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get all the details right now at carbon4.com. That's carbon, the number 4.com. Also sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Can you do it now? you're gonna knock your head off. Look out now. I'll tell you about it.
I would like to welcome to the show Paul Filipowicz. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And we just heard Riding High. What a terrific song. What can you tell me about the song?
One of my favorite songs off of my Unfiltered album. Well, you know, we travel a lot and play a lot. And this was just a tribute to all of the boys in the band. So and so it's a mover and a shaker. And it's just a fun song.
Well, and you've been doing this with your band for, what, 50 years? Does that sound right? And what keeps you inspired to keep getting out there and doing this?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I'm one of the lucky people that I've known all along this is what I'm supposed to be doing, is playing blues guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of my friends that were guitar players and all that stuff. They, oh, come on, play a couple country gigs with us. You know, you can make a couple bucks, or come on, play some rock and roll gigs. I'm going like, well, you know, I'd rather work a day job than do that, because that's not what I don't, I'm here. I'm supposed to be playing this other stuff. And yeah, it's my calling. And I remember the first time I heard it when I was a little kid. And I mean, vividly, I can still remember it. To this day, that it was calling me, and the guys were I thought, wow, they are playing that just for me. And I still feel that way when I listen to some of that stuff. And then through the years of me growing up and hanging out and so I went and saw the live blues that I possibly could, you know, and I still do. But I got to see Muddy Waters. I got to see Howlin' Wolf. I got to see Albert King and B.B. King and Freddie King and everybody. I got to see all those guys. And every time I saw them, they inspired me. It's my calling. And then every once in a while, I'll get pooped out. and then somebody will do something like induct me into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. You know, and they did that in 2015. And then that was like a real eye opener that, you know, like, yeah, I guess you're supposed to be doing this. And then this year, then, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. So
how did that feel, Paul?
You know, it was very interesting that, you know, when they put me in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, I didn't think it could get any better than that, you know, because Muddy Waters and all them guys are in there, and we're at Buddy Guy's Club, you know, and all of that stuff. But then when we did this one, you know, it was up in Milwaukee, and I looked at it, and, you know, it's like, it's real. This is real, you know. Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got to ask you about one other one that I read about. So you're in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. You have a ton of awards that I think are just amazing. But you were also at one point named the best dressed by the Big City Rhythm and Blues magazine. You are always dressed so great.
2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row. And that's with everybody in the United States. And that kind of floored me too, because they got all the big shots. I got to get dressed up for my public, you know.
Well, we're glad you do, because not enough people do that anymore. And it just goes so great with your blues music.
Well, it's kind of like I'm a preacher, you know. I can't go to church without my, you know, without my Bible, you know.
So you come from a musical family too.
Yeah, I come from a musical family, and my dad was a trumpet and cornet player in like big bands way long, you know, back before I was born. And my mom taught my sisters how to play piano. And so, and we all sang in church, you know, we go to church and sing. And we had an old broke down guitar that my Jaja got for rent for one of his places that he rented, and so that was my first guitar. One of the things I'm really lucky about is that I'm a songwriter too, and I've been a songwriter ever since I was a kid. I would make up songs and all that stuff, and everybody tell me, "Shut up, Paulie," you know. And I'd be going, "Yeah, but I got a song here, you know." And so, you know, it pays off because I can, you know, I can come up with songs. You know, I can get inspired and I can come up with this stuff. And I it's the stories of. It's the stories of my life. I tell stories of my life.
Yeah. We are going to leave with the song Brand New Hat. And Paul, thank you so much again for chatting with me.
Changes made, yeah.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My phone keeps on ringing. You know, it sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keeps on ringing. You know, it sound like a long distance call. Picked up the receiver. The party says, James Earl Tate there's another mule kicking in your stall. Kicking in your stall.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music there. That's Tate and the 88 Band and Long Distance Call. Paul Flipowitz before that. Thanks to Terry Barr and Paul Flipowitz for stopping in, giving us a great conversation. Don't forget, you grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com or at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. Radio page. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of the Broken Boards. They got a show coming up. We're going to tell you all about it. It's called the Winter Surf Party here in Madison. Plus, we're going to have a chat with Or Does It Explode. They're going to be in studio next hour. Looking forward to meeting that band and getting their new music on the air here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, I've got some electrophonic for you. This is Durango Town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. Sick in motion could bring out some new bomb devotion. Unwanted commotion, crying eyes. Taking my cues from those brand-new sheets called reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Race on time. Up in the garden of falling Lolitas, wallflowers and streamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on a walk in the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango Town.
Could bring out some new found devotion. I'm wanting. taking my cues from those brandish sheets called reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Race on time. No, 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 no.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper, a 1-2 punch for California. There had been no rain for months, but that has changed, and it comes after deadly wildfires. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Kind of a double-edged sword when we start forecasting rain for Southern California. It's a great thing, but then you got to remember that a lot of these areas that have had these fires that we're dealing with, unfortunately, haven't had a drop of rain since the beginning of the year. So now you get that on top of ground that's so hard, almost like concrete. We're talking about the possibility for mudslides.
The president called firings he made as standard and a very common thing to do. CBS's Christian Benavides on who woke up without jobs.
In an unprecedented move, President Donald Trump overnight fired more than a dozen federal inspectors general. The IGs are considered an independent check on abuse of power, tasked with investigating misconduct in federal agencies to assure it doesn't take place.
One more example